Hey, we begin now. Siman Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. Din Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov. So, just as an introduction, is a halacha that one is not allowed to be meichin mishabbos liyom tov, and even from yom tov l'shabbos if there's no erev tavshilin. But definitely, one is not allowed to be meichin from Shabbos to yom tov. And it's based on the Gemara and Beitza, Beis and Beis, that is a pasuk that says Vayah B'Yom Ashishi V'Yechinu Es Asher Yaviu, that specifically. On Chol, because the normal Yom Shishi is Chol, that after then, one can be Mechin for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But one cannot be Mechin from Shabbos to Yom Tov or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So let's begin. Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, Asur Ligaba. A Beitza that was born, that was laid on Yom Tov, one cannot go ahead and touch. And the Ramah explains, what does it mean you can't touch? You can't move it. You can't eat it. And if it gets mixed up, even in 1,000 other eggs, all of them are usher, and you can't eat any of the eggs. So, a lot of halachas here in this one sif. Let's explain. So, what's the problem with a beitza that was born on Yom Tov? Especially since we explained that that's not considered, we do not hold that that's considered Muktzah, especially if it's from a tarnagolas that's omedes la'achila. Look what he says: Afilu mitarnagolas omedes la'achila, the lekaba muktzah. Even from a tarnagolas that is designated to be eaten, where there's no muktzah here at all, the bay shachitla. There's not even an isser of muktzah according to all opinions. So even in a situation where there's no muktzah. Because since he could have shechted the chicken, so that includes the beitza as well, so you can't say that the beitza is not muchan to be eaten. So then, what's the problem? Still, the beitza is usher to be eaten if it's laid on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira mishum beitza shenolda be Yom Tov achar Shabbos. It's a gzeira for a situation where a beitza was born on Yom Tov that was born on Sunday. Look what he says. To be mikol makom a beitza asura ba'achila to be Yom Tov shechal liyos be'achad b'Shabbos asura midaraisa. Because in a case where Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, the beitza would actually be asur min haTorah. The chol beitza de misyalda ha'idna. Anytime a beitza is born on that day, me'etmol gomra la b'meya. It means that the day before it was already fully formed in the and ready to be laid in the insides of the bird and the chicken, and therefore ein Shabbos mechin liyom tov. And the principle that Shabbos cannot be mechin for Yom Tov, cannot prepare for Yom Tov. So because of that concern that you might have a Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos, gazrinan Yom Tov d'alma, they were gozer on any Yom Tov. Mishum Yom Tov achar Shabbos, because of a Yom Tov after Shabbos. Since the Yom Tov after Shabbos, it means that the egg was already being was being prepared on Shabbos, right before the Yom Tov, the day after. So because of that concern of a Yom Tov achar Shabbos, they asked eating any beitza even on a regular Yom Tov. The kevan da asura ba'achila, and once it's asur to eat, memela asura b'tiltol, automatically it becomes asur to go ahead and move it. Ayein b'reish simen, because it comes muksa. So, we continue on in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis, Aser Li Gaba. So, the Shulchan Aruch said it's Aser to even touch. Now, why should it be a problem of touching? Muktzah is only a problem of moving, not touching. So, he says, Afal Gav Da'ein Iser B'Negiyas Davar Muktzah, even though there's no Iser, just stop touching Muktzah, Uki Le'el Simen Shilches. We saw that it's only also to move muktzah, not to touch it. Beitz is shiny. A beitz is different. Kevan shu davar amis galgel, because it's something it rolls. So chayshigan shema yinaneh al yidei negia. So you have to be concerned that maybe it will move based on just touching it because it's something that rolls. Ramah, however, has sifkat and gimel dahainu lataltala mashma milashon zeh shu cholik ala mechaber. It sounds like from this Ramah that he's cholik on the shulchan aruch svir lei, and he holds. Even by a beitza, dafka tiltul aser, specifically moving the that is aser. Aval nagia ba'alma shari, but stam touching it is permitted. Aval mikama achronim. However, there are a number of achronim that mashma the sphere lu dafilu b'negia aser. A number of achronim that hold that even b'negia it's aser according to the Rama. Tivnei shehi misgalgalus matzli l'stanea al yidei ha'negia, because since it rolls, it is very common and normal for it to go ahead and roll, and therefore, based on just touching it, and therefore it would be usur, because just stam touching it, ipso facto, would mean that you are moving it. However, again, for the Ramah, it sounds like dafka moving it would be usur, and all agree that in principle, that is minimally the concern. The concern with touching it is still really only an issue of moving it. The only question is, was touching it included in that issue of moving it due to the fact that it rolls? Comes the end of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch had said that we know that there's an Isser Achila here, and even if the Beitza fell into 1,000 other Beitzim and got lost in there, so, and we normally say that it's Batel, here it's not going to be Batel. Why not? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kulan Asuros. They're all Asur, there's no Bittel. They're all Asur, not only Ba'achila, but also Uvitiltel, Ba'achila Uvitiltel. Sharei L'machar, he muteres below Bittel. Because since after Yom Tov, they would be muter without any Bittel. This is the classic principle of Dabar She'esh Maratirin. The Kol Dabar She'esh Lamatirin, Afil Be'elef, Lo Bittel. Anytime you have a Dabar She'esh Lamatirin, even in 1,000, it's not Bittel. Umizeh Atam Asur Gam Sif Beiz B'Safek. And for this reason, it was Asur, and going to be Asur coming up, we're going to see in Sif Beis, even in a situation of Safek, even though normally, after Ba'alma, Safek is Rabbanan Lekula. Even though normally we say Safek is Rabbanan Lekula. We're going to see that right now. Sif Beis. Safek in Nolda B'Yom Tov O B'Chol. If there's a Safek whether a Beitza was born on Yom Tov or on Chol, Asura, it's going to be Asur. Meaning, let's say you have a situation where you do not know if the Beitza was born today on Yom Tov, or it was born the day before. Okay, it's still going to be Aser. Why? Safek Darabanan Lekula. So as we just said in the end of the previous Sif, when it came to when the Beitza had fallen into a Tarovis of 1,000 other eggs, it's a Dabar She'esh Lamatirin. Dabar She'esh Lamatirin Eino Batel. A Dabar She'esh Lamatirin, something that was going to be Mutter. Anyway, after Yom Tov, even the principles of Safek Darabanan Lekula do not apply. Because you don't have to, you don't rely on the principle of Suffolk being matirit. Rather, you will wait till after Yom Tov to be matirit. That's what we see. Sif katan hey, asura. It's going to be asur. He says in the sarva ba'acheros. Ah, what happens if there's a Suffolk whether this egg was born on Yom Tov or was born the day before Yom Tov, and that egg happens to fall into a tarovis? So now you have what's called a sveik sveika. There's a Suffolk about the egg that actually fell into the bowl with other non-mukta eggs, and you have a suffix if the egg that you're taking out of this taroves is the egg that you had a suffix whether it was born on Yom Tov. So you have a sveik sveika. You take out the egg. Number one is you might have taken out a totally permissible egg, and number two, even if you took out the egg that fell in, it's a suffix whether or not that egg actually was born on Yom Tov. So it's a fake fake. It should be okay. So why is there Deos Bein HaPoskim? So he says, the Deos Bein HaPoskim in Gam B'zeh Arminan De'ina B'Tela. We say also there that it's not Batel. Mishum Dahavi Darva She'esh L'Matirin. Do we say that Darva She'esh L'Matirin even applies to say that it should be also even when you have a fake Zeka? Mitzarei Magen Avram b'zeh lahachmir. Magen Avram says yemachmir because at the end of the day, davar she'esh lo matirin. What's the difference? One sefik or two sefikos? The yesh me'achronim shecholkin alav the sovereign, and others say no. The kevan du milsadur rabbanan. Okay, so therefore, okay. Kedayim amakilin l'smoch alayu. Kedayim amakilin l'smoch alayu lahakil. You can rely on those that are makil. And that would be true even if it fell one into two, it would be batal. Yesh l'smoch alayu. And he says, and in a situation of hefsed, you can rely on it. So again, he says like this. There are those that say it's still going to be usser. Why is it still going to be usser? It's still going to be usser because there's no difference. It's still viewed as a suffix when it falls into the taroves. It's not, we don't view it as a sfeik sfeika, because this is what's called suffix echad begufo, the suffix echad be taroves. Can't really get into that whole sugya right now. When you learn your adeya, you'll get into it. But there are those that are makel, and not only are they makel when it falls into a taroves with another thousand, it's they're makel even if that egg falls and gets mixed up with another egg, because you have the same sfeik sfeika. Maybe the egg that you took out wasn't the one that fell in and got mixed up with this other egg. And even if it was the egg that fell in and got mixed up with the other egg, maybe it was not born on Yom Tov, but on the day before. Ad Kan.